You're now listening to MS-935's Guide to Surviving Middle School on the How Can I Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Surviving Middle School. My name is Christopher Cuesta, but my friends call me Cuesta. In today's episode, we'll be talking about bullying, a topic that could be sensitive, but we thought it was necessary to talk about.
My name is Justin, and my co-host,
Leilani.
We'll be speaking with our two fellow classmates,
Mariah Walker and Aries Guzman.
To start the episode, Justin asked the group if they ever experienced bullying or seen it in their lives.
First question is, have you ever experienced or witnessed bullying or cyberbullying?
I experienced bullying in the sixth grade.
Mariah, how did you handle it?
Honestly, I literally just ignored them. I didn't really think too much about it until like it got kind of out of hand. But other than that, I just ignored them. I didn't really say anything.
At some point, Justin shared with us how he handled it when he first experienced it himself.
The best way I handled it was basically, like Mariah, I kind of ignored it. But then when it went to a certain extent, I talked to an adult. And it kind of helped it stop, but it's still a little bit continued.
But to be able to catch bullying, you have to know what it looks like.
What are different ways that bullying can look like? Mariah, if you want to go first, you can.
I would say talking behind people's backs, like Aries said, stealing,
hitting,
not hitting, but like
yes, hitting can also happen.
Yeah,
or fighting, you could say instead of saying hitting, fighting.
You're not my sister.
When it's a group laugh and not when everybody's, you think everybody's laughing with you, but they're not. They're laughing at you.
So you know how like when groups walk like in front of you, right? You know, like your friends or something, like your quote unquote friends are like in front of you and they don't let you like, and then you hear them and they're like shooting you bad looks or like pointing at you, not like laughing at you, then yeah, that could be a sort of form.
During this part of the show, we had some slight technical difficulties, but our producer Anthony Alvarez asked the students if cyberbullying was a big issue at MS-935.
No, not really.
Yeah. For real, cyberbullying kind of makes no sense. Like, just block the person. And then, if it's on TikTok, you don't even have to go on the app anymore. You could just uninstall and go on YouTube Shorts, Instagram, Reels.
Yo, bro said YouTube Shorts.
Instagram Reels, bro.
Yes, bro.
Although, in our view, cyberbullying was a big issue in other schools. It may be, but it seems like the advice is sort of similar to what they gave us before, which is remove yourself from those situations and don't pay it any mind if you don't have to.
What advice would you give to a fellow student who is being bullied, Aries?
I would say, honestly, just ignore them. Because if you surround yourself with friends, they'll also defend you.
I would tell them just, like, don't pay attention to it. Because, like, if you pay attention to it, it will kind of expand to other people to... It will start to, like, rumors. So, like, I would say just don't pay no mind to it unless it gets really out of hand to the point that something's not really true and go to the adult or, like, the principal.
Although it may seem easier said than done, it seems like the advice we're getting from all our peers is that the first step of bullying is to not let it bother you at first. Focus on the things that make you feel good. Focus on your friends who can support you. And only when you feel it's out of control, you should reach out to an adult. While that might be a good advice for some people, for those of us who don't have any tolerance for this, don't feel ashamed. Tell an adult that somebody's bothering you as soon as it starts. In this portion of the conversation, they speak about building trust in certain adults at your school.
I think it's important because like you always need an adult around to know what's happening or if there is it. Like say you're getting bullied and there's an adult around, but they're not really paying attention. It's good to go up to them and tell them what's happening so they could talk to that student that's bullying you.
It's very important because from the trusted adult, they could start a whole program in the school to stop bullying in the area and it'll help out more kids.
I think like for the incoming sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders, they should have a program where they all come around and like talk about like how they was bullied and how could they solve it, how could they solve it and stuff like that.
Yeah, a program would be really nice because like if somebody's bullying, it's easier to find a guy who's literally stopping bullies. instead of like going around asking adults and they'd be like, oh no, I can't do anything, or I'm too busy right now to do anything.
Yeah, like the students coming together to talk about how they got bullied, how would they go back and like fix that conflict.
It's really important for students to speak up and go to adults in certain situations. But who are the right staff members at MS935 that you can go to whenever you need help? Well, we have a special guest today for this episode of the podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm Miss Amanda, the school secretary.
Although she's a secretary on paper, Miss Amanda is so much more to us here at MS935.
What are the most effective strategies you've seen for dealing with bullying?
So dealing with bullying, I feel like getting down to the actual source and mediation. Mediation is always key, but I try to always, with my bully themselves, I try to be very transparent so that they can understand what is it that they're doing. Sometimes people are bullying, but they don't understand what being a bully actually is.
Ms. Amanda brings up a great point about not always knowing you're bullying someone or even getting bullied. So we asked our classmates if they ever realized after some time had passed that they were actually taking part in bullying towards someone.
Yeah, in my old school. So in my old school, basically, me and my friend was laughing at this girl because she had like fake Jordans on. So like we was kind of laughing at her. And then she kind of changed schools. So, like, I kind of felt bad because, like, I was laughing at her and I felt like it was like, a bad idea. It wasn't really my fault intentionally because my friend, she was technically saying it out loud so she could hear it, but I was laughing along with her. So, like, I kind of felt bad for her. I would tell my friend, like, not to do that around her or, like, not to do that at all because, like, it's none of your business that she got fake, like, not real Jordans on and stuff like that.
As we saw from Mariah's story, sometimes it's easy to get caught up on what seems like a harmless joke or group activity that you don't even realize the impact you're having. But what about the people that are intentionally bullied, not the accident? Where do they come from and why do they bully people?
Why do you think some of the students become bullies and how can you help them change?
Because they like watching the downfall of other people.
Bro, I would say like they probably became bullies because they probably got bullied when they was in a certain grade or somewhere, and it just like the bad energy came to them and like they started to become a bully for other people, which I don't think that's good.
They feel insecure about themselves.
Yeah,
mostly because probably they got bullied and they didn't see anybody do anything about it, so you're probably like, you know what, since nobody said anything about this, I'm gonna become one too. They probably think it's cool or it's like
funny.
So
honestly, I think people just do it for fun, to make laughs with their friend groups. That's all I think.
Oh yeah, especially when they're unfunny, they just decide to.
Yeah, especially when they're not funny and all they can do is just roast people.
Exactly.
They just try to fit in.
And then at the end, they start
fighting. Then they don't even know how to roast.
Now, this is a tough question because we can't always know for sure why someone became a bully. So we are curious to know what Ms. Amanda thought about this question.
That right there is a tricky question for me. But most of the time, I've noticed that some people are being the bully because they've been bullied before. Some people are being a bully because they don't know how to react. Sometimes the bully themselves just needs to be noticed and feel loved rather than feeling belittled or different from someone else. Sometimes that person that's being the bully is, I don't know, they want to be noticed. Finding that right person is, I don't know, every case is different.
Okay, so our next question is, how can students contribute to creating a positive and supportive school culture?
Being friends with everybody.
No, I would say...
Or you could just make a group.
I would say be friends with everybody because you can't really trust everybody. You might tell people stuff and then they'll go behind your back and then say something that contains with it, but like they say something to slip off and then they think it's true and then people start coming at you. That's and start exactly bullying you and stuff of like, I said, like that.
Or make a group.
We don't trust you.
Yo.
Who? You don't trust who? You don't trust who?
It's a, never mind.
It's a album. One of my favorite albums.
After Justin's vocal performance, he did share with us what he feels like we can all do as individuals, as a group in our school to make a better environment for everyone.
To make a positive school culture, you probably just got to make friends with the right people. Because if you don't, you're probably going to get bullied, especially from the popular kids. Popular kids always bully. Not really. I'm not going to say the weird kids, but like the kids that are like shy and quiet. Yeah, the kids that mind their business, the kids that are quiet, they're most likely to bully or offend or try to offend you.
And then Ms. Amanda shared with us students what she believes is the most important part about creating environments where the students and faculty can provide a school where bullying is not tolerated.
Communication. Communication is key. If someone's bothering you, keeping a safe space, not making someone feel uncomfortable, but making someone feel comfortable enough to come to you and tell you whether this person is being mean, whether this person isn't being so nice, what they're saying, and just being able to allow the space to allow the student to be vulnerable. And be respectful to their response. Don't just be dismissive, because anything that may be little to you could be something big to someone else.
What resources are available for students who are being bullied?
There's multiple resources. We have a social worker. We have guidance counselor. We also allow any adult in the building of you guys to speak to. We also provided workshops for parents. So when you go home and tell your parents, it allows that safe space so the parent can also vocalize it for you. Because sometimes students feel like they don't have a voice. And if you go home to your parents, they'll be able to advocate for you. We also have books and giving you guys access to the internet for resources about bullying.
Our next question would be, what steps can you take if you see someone being bullied?
If I see somebody getting bullied, I would take, like tell the person who's bullying that other person, like, to stop doing that. Or, like, if they say, yeah, they stop doing that, then the next minute or the next day you see them bullying that person, I would, like, probably go to, like, the dean's office or something, because I tell them. Because, like, they've been doing it for, like, probably a while now, and then it hasn't stopped. From there,
I'm not saying bullying is good, but bullying is a part of life. You gotta learn to cope with it.
Not everybody has that confidence to stick up for themselves. You know, there's a lot of kids who shy. There's a lot of kids that don't really speak to other kids, and they will have that confidence to speak up for themselves. So like, it will be easier for them to like tell a teacher or something, an adult.
I know, but you said dean's office. The dean. You can get yourself expelled.
Not expelled.
Kind of reminds me of somebody.
We'll say names. No.
And then especially something little too.
But what if it wasn't something little? What if it was like something like big? Like
That reminds me of
just tell a teacher. You don't have to bring it to the principal. You honestly, if you have friends, like, your friends can obviously help you. If it's just, like, one person, just help get your friends. Obviously, your friends are going to stick up with you if they're real. Not just because all friends, not to get off topic, but, like, your friends will always have your back, depending on if they're true friends.
Clearly, there's a little bit of a debate about how students should handle bullying. So let's see what Ms. Amanda has to say from her own experience about how she thinks students should handle bullying amongst each other.
I would say being supportive, but not just confronting the bully, but going to an adult and someone, or not even an adult, but someone who will vocalize what's going on. Certain people are afraid to speak up, so being that voice for someone else. If someone's coming to you and telling you that, hey, this person is bothering me and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but he just keeps bothering me. I myself, being the person that's being bothered, I'm afraid to speak up, but I'm comfortable enough speaking with you. if that person is comfortable enough, you may be able to save that person's life. You don't know what the victim is dealing with. You don't know how it's affecting them. People kill themselves every day being bullied. So you being that voice to speak up for someone else, for me, that is the most effective way to help someone that's being bullied.
Well, there we have it, boys and girls. Well-rounded discussion about how we handle bullies here at MN535. A lot of times, bullying could be projecting how they are feeling onto other people. So it's important to think about how we can support bullies so they feel more welcome in their school. To not want to make others feel unwelcome. Remember, it doesn't hurt to be nice. Bullying isn't cool.
Don't forget to subscribe and follow this podcast. Share it with all your friends and family looking to gain insight on what it's like to be a middle school student. This episode of the podcast was produced by the 8th graders in the class of 2024 at MS 935, edited and engineered by Darnell Bent and Anthony Alvarez.